Hello and welcome back to another Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is November the 23rd, 2024. And in the room today, you have Alessandra, myself, Greg, Devon, Gretchen, Ken, Basira, and Bobby driving on the road. During the month of November, it's National Podcast Post Month, and we are doing an entry. I'll ask a question to get the conversation going, and we will see where we lead. So, what tips would you give to somebody who is looking to find and express their unique creative voice? I'll go to Alessandra.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Well, I tell you what, when you start doing, whether you're doing a podcast or you're practicing for a presentation, what is really helpful and cringy at the same time, until you get used to it, is listening to a recording of your own voice. Because it doesn't, you know, remember when we were little kids and we would have like the tape recorder and whatever, and we would record ourselves and then we would listen to it and we'd be like, oh, no, I don't sound like that. I do not. And there would like be all of this, you know, rebellion because what we were hearing didn't match what we thought we sounded like. And so that's a little bit how camera shyness starts too. So what I have found is in finding that creative voice is, as much as I hated it, I did two things. One was I found a Hello Kitty sticker and I put it, I gouged out one of its eyes and I put it over the camera light on my laptop. So here was Hello Kitty and the gouged eye had like the green light coming through. And so I would look at that as my point, and I would record the whole thing. Now, when it was too much for me to look at the visual, I would simply listen to the audio recording, like what we're doing here. And I would play with the microphone and write down the settings, write down the distance from my head. I would just kind of quantify what made that sound like take one, take two, and so on. Listening to my voice and then identifying traits about it that I didn't realize were there helped me actually fall in love with my voice. And falling in love with my voice literally helped me fall in love with what I had to say. And it was, for me, it was like a real miracle. Because I was one of those people that I hid from mics and cameras. And now I know that there is a place for me. And it doesn't have to be like anybody else's good. It just needs to be like me and authentic. And there is a whole avenue of creativity that opens up when I do that.
Some great advice. Devon, I'll come to you. What tips would you give to someone looking to find and express their unique creative voice?
I would say look for the thing that gives you more energy back than you gave to it. If you come away from a creative endeavor feeling better than you went into it, that's probably your jam, at least one of them. And that's the place where you should do a deeper dive and see how much energy you can draw from engaging in that activity. And that's how I would advise someone to start, because if you're giving more than you're getting, it's not sustainable.
Right. It should be pleasurable. Absolutely. Gretchen, how about you?
I would say one of the things would be to take out of your vocabulary the, I can't do that, or I don't know, because it's, you might be that you've never tried, or somebody told you along the way that, yeah, that's not a very good drawing, or not, or you compared yourself to someone else. You know, it's not that. It's, you never know what's hidden in there. 3 years ago, I didn't own a sketchbook. I didn't own any paints. I didn't do that stuff because I couldn't do what my sisters could do, or I didn't think I was, quote unquote, an artist. Hello, now I do that all the time. But the other thing that I did was I went out and there was a group of artists that said, come hang out with us. And I was like, but I only photo, I just, edit photographs. So I took my photographs and edited there and then got interested in theirs. Or you go to the library and you check out, look at books that aren't in your field, or you see what there is on YouTube in a different area than you've ever looked at. And like I did with fluid art, and it was like, whoa, look at that. Just go find a class, find a community group, go sit in on something that you've never done, you never thought about doing. And because someplace in the back of your head, maybe sometime somebody said, no, you can't make a living at that. But that's not what you're necessarily doing it for. It's, join a writing group, join this, just try it. It doesn't mean that you have to live there for the rest of your life. You can take the class, you can try the thing. There's a lot of stuff out there that's free to try or worth it to take the class for just an audit. Who knows? Yeah, that's my.
Got the Nike method, right? Just do it. I like that. Ken, how about yourself? What advice would you give to someone looking to find and express their unique creative voice?
I guess I would say that creativity exists all around us as a field, and you can actually take refuge in creativity. So obviously each of us can be creative on our own, but think of it as like a, if you want to think of it as a, like a giant battery or something that you can get charged up on, you can rest in this field of creativity, and you can also add back to it. You can give back to this field of creativity. So it's not just a one-way thing where you're just always taking from the field. You can give back to the field. And that's probably when you feel most engaged, when you're creating something and you're returning back to this place. So I guess to sum it up, creativity is a zero-sum game. You're always adding to creativity. So
Basira, how about you?
first of all, I wanted to say, Alessandro, you putting the Hello Kitty sticker with the green eyes coming out, the green light coming out, it sounds like a normal cat at night. Yeah, so for me, I would say personally, finding a community that is really engaging and positive and encouraging is what propels me to be consistently pursuing creative endeavors, whether it's drawing, writing, reading, just getting into any sort of creative endeavor, having that community around you, finding that community, testing out multiple different avenues for all of those things. That's what really helps me, even if I'm not in a good mood.
Bobby, you have your hand raised.
Yes, thank you. This kind of dovetails into what others said, but for me, it's do it for no other reason than curiosity. Walk by the bowl, stick your finger in it, and taste what's in there. Just a curiosity and see where it goes.
Absolutely. To follow along with that, I'll go in the same order. I'll go back to Alessandra. But what advice would you give your younger self about nurturing creativity? What advice would you give your younger self if you could talk to yourself, Alessandra?
I have to pass on that one. Can I hand it over to Gretchen?
Sure.
I would say just block out the negative if you can. Try hardest not to compare yourself and hey, little Gretchen, revel in the fact that you are you and unique, and just because you can't do what Patty does, or you can't do what Carolyn, or you think you can't, that doesn't mean what you have can't be explored differently, and that you can try the same thing and it might not look the same. And if that's okay, and that's perfectly okay to not look the same and to enjoy the journey.
Absolutely. Bobby, you have your hand raised.
It's not black and white. You're not going to get graded down or scolded. Just dip your toes in there. Your ripples are going to be like no others.
Absolutely. Devin, how about you?
I would say it is okay to do more than one thing. You do not have to spend your life saying, this is my one thing now. This is the one thing I'll do and then I'll be good at, and then throw everything else into the dumpster fire, only to have to retrieve it later. Right? No, wait, I think that was the thing, and then throwing the other thing in the dumpster. So it's okay to rotate amongst several things. That would have been so helpful.
Absolutely. We have a lot of polymaths in here, don't we? Ken, how about you? What would you tell your younger self?
Well, I guess I would tell my younger self the exact words that my younger self heard when I was in art school way, way back, which was one of my teachers saying the thing she liked about being an artist was that every day when she woke up, she had no idea what she was going to do. Like, she had no idea how the day was going to begin and no idea how the day was going to end. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but that's the life I want to live. Like, there's no script. It's all kind of just unknown and unformed, and you get to pick and choose.
Basira, how about you?
I agree with what everyone else said so far, but on top of that, I don't feel like I had a lot of issues being creative when I was younger. Even through my teenage years, surprisingly, I would just do whatever I wanted. But when I got into my 20s, that's when I started feeling less inclined to be creative because of social pressures. It's also when I, you know, got a phone and I just stopped using social media for the most part, and restricted myself from that. And I also, like I mentioned before, I got into the creative communities because I think what also helped me when I was younger were those friend groups that I was in that really helped me be me or make me feel okay being me. So that community aspect is really important. And yes.
Gretchen, you have your hand up.
Yeah, based on what Basirat said, it reminded me. I think that I would tell myself as a child, remember, when you get to be an adult, don't forget the joy of being a kid, and remember it and do it, that uninhibited, adventuresome self. Remember that self is still in you as an adult, and it is worth letting that uninhibited self come out to play every day.
Right. Well, it's still magical. So there, you heard it here first. Record your own voice and listen back to it. What gives you pleasure? We also had batteries comparison. It's a two-way street, charging, join a group. Remember that wonder. Don't take it too seriously and be curious. So this happened again. You've wasted a perfectly few good minutes listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast, and you could have been doing something else. But what about you? What tips would you give to someone who's looking to find and express their unique creative voice? And what about yourself? What advice would you give to your younger self about nurturing creativity? Let us know. But in the meantime, come back again tomorrow and we will be here.